podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hi, and welcome to your post-match reaction podcast from This Is Ibrox after Rangers triumph 3-1 against Hibernian today. I'm joined by Ross Chalmers here in the gantry, and I'm taking over the hosting duties, which is a new thing for me too. We'll see how that goes across here. Ross, initial thoughts in terms of coming into the game after the international break. What were you expecting from Rangers?
I kind of expected a performance like that, to be honest with you. I did think it would be a little bit flat. I think we can say that's fair for both teams. I thought both teams really didn't get into second and third gear today. It was one of those games that just seemed to drag a little bit. End of the day, I'm really thankful the Rangers have ended up getting the 3 points in the end. I think that they've shown their quality in moments to win the game. We'll come on to the goals, of course. That Matondo goal at the end, I think just a little bit of quality in that Rangers team got them the result today, and that's exactly what you want at this stage of the season, don't you? We just need to be picking up 3 points, sets us up for a big game next week.
Yeah, so that's what it's like when somebody else blows up the agenda. Right, I really appreciate that. I'm not going to do that to anybody else in the future. But I think you're right though, in terms of you come into games like this, back of an international break, there's always a worry of lethargy and maybe not coming out the blocks. I don't think Rangers particularly started incredibly brightly. I think both teams were a bit slow. Let's get into the goals though, in terms of penalty to Rangers, and James Tavernier steps up. Everybody wondering exactly what happened with some of that, but maybe I'd be interested as well, because that was like maybe a kickoff from the officiating.
Yeah.
And what was your overall feel of the officials today as well?
Oh, I thought David Dickinson had a poor game again today. I mean, sometimes when these things happen, I'm a little bit surprised with how poor the officiating is in Scotland, but I really shouldn't be at this point. I just thought there was a lot of moments today where he was stopping the game and he seemed to give Hibs a drop ball on every single occasion when the game was stopped. Some of them I can understand, a lot of them, I think there was one in the second half, not to go too far ahead, but we're in the box and Lawrence has got the ball and he stops playing, he gives a drop ball to Hibs. So yeah, I just thought of the officiating again. It's a bad look for Scotland, I really do think at this point. Everyone is frustrated by the officials. It's not, we're not just saying this because we're Rangers fans and we didn't get the rubber green for some of the decisions today. I just think overall they're really poor, and we've seen that again today. Thankfully it's not had a bearing on the result. We've ended up getting the 3 points, but I think you're right to bring it up again. It's just a really frustrating day watching the officials, and I would actually say for Hibs fans as well, it's probably frustrating at points. He's stopping the game a lot of the time when I don't feel it needs to be stopped. So yeah, another poor day for the officiating in Scotland.
Yeah, I think you're spot on with that. We don't want to dwell on it too much. And like you say, it didn't have an incredibly impactful bearing on the game because Rangers were able to see it out. But in terms of the penalty, James Tavernier steps up. Not his greatest penalty, it has to be said. And then we're all scratching our heads as we see that Scott Wright smashes it in, but then it goes to VAR for encroachment. I'll save you having to rule book it, because I've done that for you. Because James Tavernier doesn't score, that's why he gets pulled back. But less so about the penalty, more about the reaction, because fairly swiftly after that, the captain made his presence known again.
Yeah, well, I think you can, in those moments, you can feel hard done by, can't you? And we've seen plenty of Rangers teams before where when they lose a goal here, the heads seem to go for 5-10 minutes, they struggle to get back into games. Of course, it's not the same scenario today, but they did respond well.
Yep.
You're right, and thankfully you've taken that away from me, having to explain that rule, because I think at the time a lot of people were confused by it and thinking, why is that not a retake? Yep. Of course, it is the rules. It's on the, is it the IFAB website, states the rules. So, look, we've not been done by the referee in that occasion. But yeah, Tavernier again, I mean, it's a great ball into the box, and he gets his head over it. And it's one of those ones where the ball is coming down, you know, you just need to get, you know, drive at it and get it low. And I think it's maybe Will Fish that goes to get the block in it, and it rebounds it at the top of the net. So yeah, we responded really well. A wee bit gutted for Scott Wright, because I think overall today he probably deserved the goal. Actually, I thought
you were a big fan of Scott Wright today in the game,
good,
aren't you?
I thought he was really good in the game today. I thought you seen a lot of the Scott Wright where I thought he'd done really well under Steven Gerrard, where he was played on the right hand side, but he came inside the pitch a lot. And what Scott Wright really has as well is his ability to turn with the ball is actually quite underrated, I think. I think you've seen a lot of good play today, a lot of good slide kind of passes in behind as well. So I think he probably deserved a goal today. So it's a wee bit unfortunate he didn't get it. But yeah, like you said, they responded really well and they take the lead through James Tavernier again. The captain again delivers when you need it.
Yeah, big moments, big players, big moments. And nobody can stand against the fact that James Tavernier pops up at really, really big moments. But let me then speak about Hibs growing into the game. And we were discussing this in the gantry as well. We thought they were starting to get a handle on it. They were playing some nice stuff. They've got some decent players, Hibs. Their goal was actually a pretty, pretty good one.
Yeah, I think we said before the game that Hibs are a strange one for me, because I've always thought through the years, this might not be a very popular opinion on this podcast, right, but I've always thought through the years they have quite talented individual players, especially for the SPFL. I feel that at the moment. They've got Malida on loan, they've got Armacondes from Bournemouth, they have Eli Yuan on the right-hand side again today, Martin Boyle was on the bench. They do have good players, even Joe Newell in midfield. What seems to always let Hibs down is defensively, right?
Yeah.
They always seem to have a bit of a dodgy goalkeeper as well. It's something with Hibs. So David Marshall as well, he probably comes into that category at points. We've seen it this season with him. So, yeah, I wasn't really surprised that there was a bit of a game today with Hibs. I actually said that to you before the game. I thought it would be a tougher test than maybe... I think I called
3-1 correctly.
You did, bang on, well done.
There we go. You get that one.
So, yeah, Hibs came into the game. I think Rangers allowed Hibs to come into the game today. I thought Rangers, especially in the first half, they probably managed to get more of a footing in the second half. But first half, I thought Rangers were quite sloppy in possession. I thought John Lundstrom might have been the worst for it today, actually, for just not... Just the decision-making at times, when to keep the ball, maybe when to play it through the lines. We didn't really have that in the first half. And it lets any team come to Highbrook's, not just Hibs, time to settle, get rhythm in the game. And Hibs always looked dangerous on the break. And that goal, you have to... Look, it's not nice saying it. It's a really good goal.
Yeah, it's really
Malida
nice.
Malida comes inside... Great ball in behind to Yuan. Yuan, one-on-one ability is good. He cuts the ball back. And Malida does really well. Great feet in the box in it. And he squeezes it by Jack Bolton. And I think at that point of the game, it probably was deserved. I don't think Rangers really done enough to say that they should be guaranteed winning at half-time. So one of those ones you take in the chin. But I'm sure we'll come on to it. Rangers responded really well again.
Well, Rangers number nine, Cyril Dessers, steps up. Jumps up, maybe a more apt, to be honest with you. You know, great work by Todd Cantwell down the down the side, gets in a really good cross, and there's Cyril Dessers' instinctive header, really, really good header, underside of the bar, if I remember correctly, and all of a sudden we're back into it. What was your overall... I don't want to focus in on Cyril Dessers, but do you think he's at his best when it's that type of finish versus running through, time to think about it?
Absolutely, you've got it spot on. I think I've said that actually a few times on the Gantry now, where If Cyril Dessers has a lot of time to think, he's usually going to make the wrong decision, right? That sounds extremely harsh, but I think the evidence is there now. When it is those instinctive finishes, he doesn't have a lot of time. Look, it's a really good leap. He has one a minute before from a set piece where he gets up and Marshall tips over the bar. It's a good header again. I have to say, in this build-up, and you'll laugh here because I'm going to heap praise on Todd Cantwell again, but it's a good run from Cantwell down the right-hand side.
Yep.
Great ball in. But again, Dessers does really well. Gets up, one of those ones we spoke about it. You're not really heading it. You're kind of letting the ball kind of bounce off your head. It's one of those ones where you're taking
just
the power from the cross. You're directing it. So, look, really good header. Blasting it into the back of the net. And I think, again, today, there's always going to be frustrations with Cyril Dessers' game. I don't think that's ever going to go. But I think, again, today, he showed he's willing to work hard. He shows he's willing to hold the ball up at times. And if you do give him opportunities like that, he will take them. His goal-scoring return is pretty good at this point. So, one of those up-and-down games for him again. But if you're a striker, the number nine, like you say, and you finish the game with a goal, you know, you take it as a positive, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's a really fair synopsis of that. And I think if he can just keep scoring goals domestically, that's how he wins over people. And then we see what happens in the summer.
Absolutely.
Talking about goals and talking about crackles, let's go to Rabi Matondo coming off the bench. I mean, absolute corker of a finish.
Yeah. Well, Rabi Matondo is one of those players that does frustrate me a lot. What I will say is you always see the best of Rabi Matondo when he's on the left-hand side, and that's where he came on today. Yeah. I think it's Clement spoke about it before with Matondo, that he does have that finish in him.
Yep.
And I think if... The second half overall, I did think Rangers were a little bit better. I thought Diamandé was really good in the second half, really came into the game. But they just needed that little bit of quality that I spoke about earlier. And you got that from Rabi Matondo. I mean, it's not even a half chance. He just cuts inside onto his right foot, opens his body up, and it's right in that bottom right corner.
Yeah,
I mean, David
finish.
Marshall has absolutely no chance. And that's the kind of quality you need at moments. And that... Not to go too far ahead, but that's the type of quality you need to win titles, those big moments. You know, that goes.
Say the T word.
Well,
yeah.
that goes.
Say the T word.
This game goes with 10, 15 minutes to go and Hibs are still in it. It's natural for the fans to get nervy.
Mm.
And that settles everyone down.
Yep.
Rangers really, really comfortable towards the end of the game. And yeah, Rabi Matondo deserves a lot of praise for that because it's not easy to come off the bench in games and make an impact like that. And he done it today. So. Really good to see from Matondo. Of course, good to see Sima come back on at that point as well.
Well, I was going to touch on that in terms of, so we've seen Matondo come in and have an impact there. We've seen Sima come off the bench, Tom Lawrence, minutes in people's legs, Dujon Sterling. Yep. How important is it as we look to the run-in, particularly next week and midweek as well, to get those players back in and get them in today? And do you see them starting in the big old firm?
Well, the first question there, crucial that we got these guys back today. Dujon Sterling, the main one for me, I think.
Probably.
No, because I don't think Abdelassimo will start the game next week just because of how long he's been out for, 2 or 3 months. I think Dujon Sterling is a dead cert to start against Celtic next week at Ibrox. I think he'll play that similar role he played to in the Hearts game here.
Yeah.
I think he'll play off that right-hand side, but he'll tuck in when he needs to. I can see that being the role for him next week. So, yeah, really important for me. Sterling, the most important, it goes without saying, right? Abdelassimo was huge for us at the beginning of this season.
Yep.
Probably player of the year up until he gets his injury. So to have him in amongst the options again, I was actually gutted for him. He doesn't score that chance at the end because you could feel the buzz of the crowd when he came back off the bench. But yeah, just really, really important to get these guys back. Actually, Todd Cantwell as well, starting the game,
fair.
Came off the bench against Benfica, didn't look great. Again, it's, you know, you've been out for a while, you're not going to look
fantastic.
Gets
an assist, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad you picked on that and you came back to that point. But yeah, look, I think going into that game, you want to have the strongest squad possible. I think Philippe Clement spoke about it before with injuries. He understands the way to manage a squad.
Yeah.
He's trying his best to give players time to come back in, bleed themselves back in. I think he's done that again today. He's got minutes in the leg for a guy, even a Ross McCausland.
Well, talk to me about Tom Lawrence, though.
Where does
he fit in your thinking for next week?
It's a tough one. You've put me on the spot there. Look, I think at the moment there's two players fighting for that number 10 position at Rangers. I think it's Todd Cantwell and I think it's Tom Lawrence. And I think if you ask the majority of the fan base, they would go with a Todd Cantwell right now. I'm not really sure where you fit a Tom Lawrence in right now. Yeah. Can you play Tom Lawrence in that deeper role against Celtic? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Because he's not really a central midfielder as such. He's more of an attacking midfielder. And I think Mohamed Diomande, when he's come in, has shown enough that really he's a kind of guaranteed start at this point. Yeah. Are you going to drop a Lundstrom? I don't think so. So I think Tom Lawrence will be in the bench next week. It's maybe a little bit harsh based on the impact he's had lately, but I think if you're asking me to choose between Todd Cantwell and Tom Lawrence, I'm only going to pick one. I'm going to pick...
Nobody's going to be shocked where you're going to pick, to be honest. Right, so I think most people go with you on that.
Yeah,
actually.
So it's a little bit harsh, but what I will say is, great option to have coming off the bench.
Yeah.
The intensity that Lawrence brings as well is he's always looking forward, very similar to Todd Cantwell on that point, but actually, as a finish outside the box as well, willing to take a crack a shot off, you know what can come from that, rebounds, whatever. So I think he's a great option to have off the bench next week, but no, I don't expect him to start the game. I think the manager will go with Todd Cantwell.
Yeah, I think you're probably right there, just to see how that squad develops. I think Sterling coming back in is a big plus as well. So, I mean, in terms of maybe just wrapping it up, pretty slow game, actually. A bit of a bank holiday feel to it. I think the players were definitely in that place. But Rangers have done what they needed to do, which is get the 3 points, get a couple of goals. And we've seen players coming back in. I don't want to look too far ahead, but we've obviously got midweek games. We've thrown the gauntlet down again. Was it just purely nothing to do with performance today, just the points?
Well, this is a good question, because coming into the game, I felt the Rangers needed a performance today. I'll be honest about that. And then once you get to the end of the game, you see how the game goes. You go, we'll just take the 3 points. Yep. So it shows you how your mindset changes leading up to a game, during a game. I probably won't say I was incorrect to think that way before the game, but I think the way the game went, Hibs always seemed to have a little bit of belief they could grab something out of the game today. I don't think Rangers done enough to take that belief away from them at times.
Fair.
And I just think going into that game next week, it was crucial to get the 3 points. And this is a title race, right? Celtic go away to Livingston tomorrow. I know Livingston have been poor form this season, but it usually is a tough place to go.
Yeah.
I was going to call
fighting
it Tony,
for every point.
I was going to call it the Tony Macaroni there. I couldn't bring myself to actually say that, name of the stadium. But, you know, I've said it now. Look, you get 3 points on the board, you go back top of the league for a day.
Yep.
And you put the pressure on Celtic. They know they've got to come here next week, so they know they've got to go and win tomorrow. So, and that's exactly what you want, really, coming into a game. So, yeah, maybe I was looking for a wee bit too much building up to the game.
Yeah.
I think once you come through the game, you see the way Rangers play. Maybe a couple of players not really up to speed based on an international break. I think it's just important we've managed to get through and we get those 3 points.
I think you're spot on there, and I think I'll probably wrap us up there. As always, all eyes were on Rangers, and we've managed to get the 3 points, get a couple of good goals as well, and now we start to look at what other teams will do round about us and can they handle the pressure. My thanks to you, Ross, as always. Please do make sure you follow the channel, give it a like. The guys will be back Sunday as well with the larger flagship podcast, 8:30. Until then, thanks very much. Bye. Sports Social Podcast Network.